horizons. It's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello there, and welcome to this week's edition of New Horizons. Over the past few months, we've spoken many times about the changes within Blind Citizens Australia, and in particular, the merger between Blind Citizens New South Wales and Blind Citizens Australia. That merger is nearing completion, and it's resulted in a state division of Blind Citizens Australia for New South Wales. It's also opened the possibility of state divisions in other states. Heading up the committee for that state division is Joanna Dorinovo. She joins me now on the program. Tell us about yourself and what you get up to.
Okay, so I've been a member of BCA since I was about 16. I was born in Angola, which is in West Africa, and then we moved to Portugal, where my family was from, when I was about 2, and then we moved to Australia when I was about 11. I've always had a vision impairment, but when we arrived in Australia, I had glaucoma and it went undiagnosed for quite some time. And by the time it was diagnosed and steps were taken to address it, I'd already sustained quite a lot of damage to my optical nerve, which is when I became legally blind. I live in Sydney. I've held a number of roles in BCA over sort of the life of my membership, but at the moment I am the chair of the New South Wales and ACT State Division, which was only recently formed.
Had you been with BCNSW previously?
Yeah, so I had only joined Blind Citizens New South Wales in the last couple of years. I was invited to join its management committee, so I was vice president for the last couple of years of the organisation, and actually still am because we're still winding up the organisation. So I'd always kind of known about it, and of course a lot of Sydney, in particular BCA members, were also very active members of Blind Citizens New South Wales. So I'd always kind of known about it in the background, but just had never joined.
Now that the merger has taken place and we have the state division, what do you think that means for New South Wales members of VCA?
I think this is actually a really exciting time. I think we're obviously still trying to work out how the state division will work and how it works within the branch structure, but also because in New South Wales and the ACT, we actually already had a committee of New South Wales and ACT branches, which is the coordinating committee, which is chaired by Stephen Belbin. And we're really wanting to value add to that. And we had a planning day in mid-February, which involved BCA staff, New South Wales and ACT board members, and the newly formed State Division Management Committee. And the real sense was that we want to focus on things that are statewide, so things that branches on their own wouldn't necessarily do. So it's really about capacity building branches, but also fostering that sense of a common purpose and working together to achieve things that maybe branches on their own can't necessarily do because they're already doing all their branch things. Branches very much retain their own identity and their own activities, and it's not anticipated that that would change. So really it's, and look, and we're all still kind of working out what the potential of this is, and because we're the first state division, there's kind of no precedent for us. We're still sort of feeling our way. To give an example, the kinds of things that we're talking about are things like the Legacy Project, which is a project whereby we are developing a series of 5 podcasts on the history of blindness advocacy in New South Wales and the ACT by talking to some of the people who have been members of Blind Citizens New South Wales and Blind Citizens Australia, so people like Murray Shang and Barry Chapman, to really get a history of advocacy and the history of blind people and how they've worked together in New South Wales and the ACT. So that's the kind of project that we're sort of working on. Part of the reason that it's arisen in New South Wales is because, of course, Blind Citizens New South Wales has a particularly long history, so it's been around since the early 1900s. And there was a book written about its history, but it only goes up until the 1930s. So there was a sense, I think, particularly as some of the sort of more senior members are becoming older, that we really don't want to lose that history and that it's important to capture that history. The BCA board's been really supportive of that project, and I imagine that there's some scope to look at other states or even potentially doing a national project in the future.
What do you think are some of the issues that are quintessential to the blind community in New South Wales versus the rest of the country?
I think New South Wales certainly seems to have a very active membership, so it's got a lot of active branches that have been, and I should say New South Wales and the ACT, because of course the state division encompasses the ACT, that there's always been multiple and very active branches. The thing that really struck me, for example, when I joined Blind Citizens New South Wales, was that there seemed to be a very close-knit community of people who had known each other for a very, very long time and were very supportive and provided a real sense of community. And a lot of what we talked about at Planning Day for the State Division was that sense of blind and vision impaired people in New South Wales and the ACT having a sense of place and a sense of community. So for those of you not in New South Wales, Vision Australia used to have a very large office in Enfield, and it has recently moved out of those premises and opened smaller offices. There also used to be Shirley House, which of course belonged to Blind Citizens New South Wales, and both of those were spaces where particularly Sydney-based blind people saw very much as a safe space for networking and for having that sense of community. And a lot of what the State Division has been talking about is how can we, in a sort of changing environment where we also want to include regional members and members in other urban centres outside Sydney, how do we create that space and that sense of community? So that's the kind of thing that's come behind some of the initiatives that we've come up with, like the Legacy Project, because obviously part of having a sense of community is having a sense of history, and the fact that we're part of something, but also some of the discussions around our state convention are very much based on a sense of community. So we want to have a statewide event rather than a convention located in a single place. We're sort of at the very early stages of planning that, so I can't go into too much detail at this point. And then we're also looking at things like potentially creating resources for branches, but also creating databases that will provide a network, for example, around capacity building. So one of the ideas floated would be something like a database whereby if somebody's organised, say, a knitting group in their community and they're happy for someone to contact them about how they did that, they put their name on the database. And so if somebody from a different area contacts BCA and says, look, I'm trying to do this in my community, but I don't really know how, we can actually put them in touch with that other person so that members can capacity build other members rather than there being some voice from the Yon High preaching on how things could be done. It's about information sharing and creating that community. The management committee is seeing itself as essentially overseeing the implementation of our state division plan, which has now been approved by the board, and we hope to launch sometime in July with a statewide event. So the kind of work that the State Division Committee is doing is quite separate from the work that branches do on a day-to-day basis. And, of course, within New South Wales, branches work very differently depending on their membership and their location and their history. So you have some branches that are very focused on advocacy, and you have other branches that are more focused on social activities. And then you have branches that do a lot of both. I think we're certainly a bit of a trial group. I think, you know, I think we're sort of putting out ideas that I think if they work might be useful in other places. But I suspect that any state or territory that started their own state division, they'd probably all be slightly different depending on the issues and the membership in that state.
How can New South Wales members of BCA become involved?
Essentially, the main way to get involved is still through your local branches, and you can find out what your local branch is by contacting BCA. We will shortly, actually in the next week, be putting out through branches and BCAL and the other communication expressions of interest for becoming involved into what we're calling our Spring into Action Month, which will be a series of events across the state culminating in state convention, which is foreseen to be taking place in Canberra in late October. So we're looking probably for a couple more people to step into the organising committee. There's a lot of organising experience in the committee, so it could actually be a really good opportunity if you're someone who's been looking to get involved and maybe you want to sort of learn a bit. I think it could be a really good opportunity to do that. But we're also interested in any ideas that people have for sessions or activities during convention. And also whether they want to, for example, chair a session or, so, you know, we're wanting to spread the net far and wide. And there will also, as part of Spring into Action Month, be opportunities for people who may not necessarily be attending convention to be engaged in activities by their own branches.
Joanna Dorenovo, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
Thank you very much.
And that was Joanna Dorenovo, the head of the committee for the State Division for New South Wales. If you'd like to get in touch with Blind Citizens Australia, then you can email them on bca@bca.org.au, or you can telephone 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660. Don't forget to look at the website. The website has been up and running again for several weeks now. I think it's still in the process of being rebuilt, but you'll find most of the information there. bca.org.au is the web address, and on there, of course, on the main page, you can have a look at recent episodes of New Horizons. If you'd like to subscribe to the New Horizons podcast feed and you haven't already done so, you can look at blindcitizens.podbean.com/feed. At least you can point your podcatcher to that address, blindcitizens.podbean.com/feed. If you'd like to donate to Blind Citizens Australia, all donations, of course, are welcome, and donations over $2 are tax deductible. Get in touch with BCA head office and they'll be sure to inform you as to how you might go about that. There's plenty of information about how to donate on the website. I'm Vaughan Bennison. I do hope you've enjoyed this week's program. I'll talk to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.